Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. You are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Well, as usual, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking everyone to please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he get ready to bring forth God's word on tonight. Before we go any further, we're going to go into prayer because we serve an awesome God who he can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are God and you are God alone. You're not like man. We bless your name on today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another day that you have made. We now ask that you would search our hearts, Lord, and forgive us, starting with myself. Forgive me of all of my sins and transgressions and blot out all of my iniquities, not only me but my guest on tonight and his family and my entire family, and every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. In Jesus' name we pray, because your word declares and let us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we thank God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We can come to through him and be redeemed through his blood and be forgiven of our sins. So we ask that you will forgive us on tonight. And now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your spirit, that as your word goes forth with power on tonight, that it will prick the hearts and minds of those that are not saved in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that their spiritual eyes will become open on tonight. And after hearing your word, Lord, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name is our prayer, hope, and desire. And my Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we now lift up everyone that is bereaved on tonight, starting with my family. We know that you are our comforter, not only my family, Heavenly Father, but all those that are bereaved on tonight. You know who they are and where they are. So we know that you are our comforter. So help us to be reminded that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would continue to touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight. For we know that you are the doctor that has never lost a patient. You are our healer. So we just thank you again, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward us. But we know that we are not worthy of your grace or your mercy. Even your sufficient grace, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we ask that you will move by your spirit over the airways. Have your way, Lord. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, so that our work for you on today will not be in vain, but that you will be glorified and that the enemy will be even more horrified is our prayer in Jesus' name. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, you may know my name, but not my story. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, you may know my name, but not my story. I'm asking all listeners to please get your pencils and paper so that you can write down this information I'm about to give you all on tonight. I thank God for the marvelous works that he is doing through this worldwide ministry platform titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? He has opened doors for other ministries and other men and women of God to bring forth his word through their own shows up under my direction. So if you have your pencils and paper, please write this information down so that you can tune into their shows and be blessed by God's word as well, because we know that God is using people all over the land. This is not the only worldwide platform that he's using. He's using people, his vessels, all over the world. So we're going to start with, theologically speaking, with Jose Dorsey. He is the host. His show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Once again, that's theologically speaking with Jose Dorsey. He is the host. His show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have clinically speaking. This is a woman of God, a psychologist. Clinically speaking with host Sierra Renee. Her show airs each and every fourth Thursday and first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we have Ministry I'm Possible. Ministry I'm Possible with host Minister Sharon Rambis. He is a member of the church where I am, also a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where our bishop and pastor is none other than Bishop James A. Jennings. So again, Minister Sharon Rambis' show is titled Ministry I'm Possible. His show airs each and every second Thursday and fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. So I pray that you have written this information down. Every now and then on the show, I will bring forth this announcement so new listeners can write this information down and be blessed by God's word through these other hosts as well. I pray that my guest is on the air, on the line right now. I'm going to double check. Pastor Eric Morphis, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. I'm on the line.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My guest is on the line. I am so excited for Pastor Eric Morphis. This is a young man of God who we grew up in the same church together, Sonora Missionary Baptist Church. He is a man of God, and he has a beautiful family. And I spoke to his mother on tonight, and I just thank God for him. And this is his first time being on this program. So I am excited to hear what he's going to say, what God is going to say through him on tonight, because we know that we are just the vessels, we're the servants, and we're the ambassadors that God used in the earth realm. So we thank God for him right now for being on the show. And I just want to ask before we go to our music break, before we come forth with his testimony first, he's going to share a testimony. And then this is how I'm going to do this tonight. I'm going to have him share a testimony first, and then we will go to our music break. And then following the music break, I will come back to him, and I will yield the mic to him to deliver God's word on tonight. But before I do that, sometimes we have to be transparent. And I thank God that he knows us. See, man looks at the outer appearance, but God searches our hearts. So my family is in bereavement right now. Not only my family, but I know that there's a lot of other families in bereavement as well. But I'm asking special prayer for my family because we just buried my cousin, Minister Charlie Johnson, on the 19th of this month. Beautiful homegrown service. And then we lost my father on this Monday. And so I thank God that both of them were saved. And I thank God that they're both now out of their misery and pain, and they are with the Lord now. So I just thank God for that. And so I'm asking everyone to please lift me up and my family in prayer. So right now I'm going to ask Pastor Eric Morphis, if you would please share with us a short testimony, Pastor Eric Morphis, please.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Good evening. As you were saying, brother, we grew up in the same foundational church of Sonora Missionary Baptist Church. And even as a young boy, I'm going to say even like the age of seven, and our foundational church is where we get spiritual influence. But I remember, and you know this, James, is that Uncle Jimmy, who was I believe was one of the deacons of the church, and I was a little boy, I guess about the age of seven, and I'd be running around through there, and he grabbed me one time and said, "Come here, boy." He said, "What you want to be when you grow up?" And he said, I said, "I want to be a preacher." I didn't know that for years later, and didn't realize that I was prophesying my own destiny. And it's powerful how words that you speak begin to form and to begin to bring things to pass. And on July, the third Sunday of July of 1985, I preached my first message and acknowledged my calling to the ministry. But even as a little boy, I spoke that and didn't even know it. But Uncle Jimmy, he reminded me of that moment that I had spoke that. And my life has been on a spiritual journey ever since. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Eric Morphis, praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that powerful testimony. See, listeners, and for those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I always ask my first-time guests to share a testimony. And for the new listeners, you may be asking, why do you do that? Because I do it because God says that he will share his glory with no one. And he is a jealous God. And so that's why I have everyone that first comes on for the first time to share a testimony, because someone needs to hear their testimony, because just like God anointed Pastor Eric Morphis at a young age, he has done the same thing for someone else. Someone else needs to hear your testimony, and God gets his glory through our testimony. So it does us no good. God gets no glory when we sit down on our testimonies, when we can be a blessing to someone else, that God can be glorified through them, through our testimony. So that's why we share testimonies on this worldwide platform. So Pastor Eric Morphis, I thank God for you, and I do remember Uncle Jimmy very well. So we thank God for his spirit. We know that he's too now resting with the Lord, so we thank God for his spirit and for even approaching you with that question. Like, see, you said it, words have power. So it's very important that we be careful about the words that we speak. Words have life. And the word of God says, the power of death and life is in the tongue. So we thank God for the word on tonight. So we're going to go to our music break. And following the music break, we're going to come back. I'm excited about Pastor Eric Morphis being on the line and going to bring forth God's word. Again, listeners, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and ready, paper ready. Why? Because I don't want you to take it lightly or take it for granted that he's making up anything. We want you to read it for yourself. The word of God says, my people perish for the lack of understanding. So we want to get understanding tonight through the word that's going to be delivered through Pastor Eric Morphis on tonight. But right now we're going to go to our music break, and this is what the world needs now. We need to know that we are covered by the Lord. So we're going to play Cover Me, Lord. Please enjoy the music break, and we're going to come back to Pastor Morpheus right after the music break.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, oh, cover me, if you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say, oh, yeah.
Hello, Brother James. Hello, praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone. If you can hear me, we're experiencing some issues here. But however, if you can hear me, we're going to go right into the Word of God for tonight. Amen. And I just want to speak some things tonight that will propel you forward in your journey and jumpstart and even ignite a fresh fire in you. Because I believe in this hour, God is releasing a fresh wave of revelation and understanding of His Word. He is sending the anointing of the prophets and apostles into the body of Christ to bring clarity and definition to the body. Because God in this hour is restoring His original intent and purpose. And because of this, the hearts of men are being tried in this very hour. You see, we have come to the place, we have come to the threshold in which we must begin to decide which way are we going to begin to walk and carry out our calling. And because of this, when we understand that the kingdom of God is the sovereign will of God in the hearts of men. And tonight, I just want to share with you some elements that will bring you to a greater level of commitment in your walk with the Lord. I want to talk about tonight transition, transfusion, and transformation. Transition, transfusion, and transformation. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 4, it says, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Beloved, we have been translated, transitioned into the kingdom of God's dear Son. You may ask, well, what is the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of His dear Son? They are parallel to one another. They run coexistence with one another. Over in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus said this. He says, seek ye first, desire it, search it out, the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things which the Gentiles seek after will be added unto you. But there's something very profound that Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, verse 20. He says this. He says, when they say lo here or lo there, don't run to it that the kingdom of God is come. He said, lo, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. He said, don't look outside yourself, but look within yourself, because that's where the incorruptible seed of Christ is buried deep in the soil of your heart, waiting to be germinated by the water of regeneration of the Word of God. Beloved, when we understand that we have been brought into the kingdom of God's dear Son, He is talking about our transitioning into relationship. He is talking about sonship. No longer are we a servant. No longer are we void of understanding of what God is doing in this hour. But we have come to a place as a son. We have come to the place of our true identity. We can take off the clothes of a mistaken identity that seems to rob us of who we are in God. But God is saying in this hour that you are a son. You are My son, you are an heir and a joint heir with My Son, Christ Jesus. And it's something profound, beloved, is that when you begin to look at the life of Jesus as he penetrated the earth and began to carry out the mandate of the Father to redeem the world back unto himself. You see, the mystery is that Jesus not only came for us, but he came as us. When we look at Jesus and we look at his life, we're looking at ourselves full of grace and truth, walking out our true identity and fulfilling purpose, because that's what God has called. God is restoring his original intent. He is restoring his original purpose to the body of Christ. And understand that he transitioned us by transfusion. He transitioned us into the kingdom of his dear son by transfusion. And you know, transfusion means that two elements come together to make one whole element. By the precious blood of Jesus Christ, were we redeemed, we were transfused, and our lives are now hidden in Christ Jesus. Amen. We are no longer a slave to sin. Amen. But we are dead to sin and alive unto God. Amen. Can you hear that tonight? Our transition to transfusion, bringing one new man in the earth. God sees Christ in the earth. Amen. And when we begin to embrace who we really are, then we don't have to walk in defeat. We don't have to walk inferior. We don't have to listen to the voices that will try to constantly attack who we are in God. Because once we know who we are in God, we'll rise up like a mighty army of the Lord and begin to declare and decree and take hostage everything that God purposed for us at Calvary through the death of Jesus Christ. Come on. When you understand this, beloved, you can walk with authority. You can walk with confidence. You can walk because your inheritance is in the light of the saints. Amen? That's what the Bible tells us right here in the Colossians 1 and 13 tells us, that our inheritance is in the light. Understand what light does. Light illuminates. Light shines forth a darkened path. We're no longer chained to darkness. We're no longer walking in the realm of unclarity, or we're walking in an unperceiving realm. But thy light has come now, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And it's time for you to shine, because that's what God has called you to do. Amen. Glory be to God. He's called us to be lights in the earth. Amen. He calls us to shine. Amen. You don't have a little light tonight. You are a big light in God. Hallelujah. Understand, beloved, that he called us out of darkness unto his marvelous light. And you know that Jesus said this. He says, upon this rock I will build my church. And he said, the gates of Hades, the realm of unperception. It's an unperceiving realm where things are not clearly seen. He says, I will build my church upon the rock. Amen. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Why? Because we have an inheritance in the light. We have an inheritance in the illumination of who we are. No longer does our identity is buried in darkness, for we know who we are in God. Amen. The Bible even tells us that because he delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, we have redemption through his blood. His blood washes us. His blood cleanses us. His blood gives us a new mindset so that we will not be held captive by the negative mindset that the soul produces. But we have been called as a glorious people, as a holy priesthood unto the Lord. Amen. The last thing I want to share with you tonight, not only have we experienced transition, being translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son, which is in light. But we have also received transfusion by the blood of the Lamb. The last thing that I want to share with you tonight is that we experience a transformation. Paul says it like this: be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. You see, God has changed your DNA. God has changed your internal structure. Glory be to God, to be metamorphosized into a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. As you begin to walk out in your journey, beloved, there's an unveiling and a revealing that is taking place on the inside of you. God is unveiling, and he is breaking the seals of limitation on your mind so that you may perceive who you really are in God, that you may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you have been called. You see, God brought you to this place because he has destined you to win. And beloved, you are a winner tonight because God has delivered you. God has redeemed you. God has rescued you for such a time as this, to bring you into a greater awareness of who you are. And I just want to leave this with you tonight, that one of my favorite movies that I continue to watch all the time and I meditate upon all the time, and that's The Matrix. Because The Matrix is so relevant that it brings even clarity to who we are in God. And as long as Neo was being named Mr. Anderson by the agents of limitation, he was not walking in his full identity. He was not walking in his full authority. He was not walking in his full power. But the moment that Morpheus told him that he is the chosen one, once he embraced that mindset, once he embraced his destiny and purpose, he was not being succumbed and he was not being ruled by the agents that was calling him Mr. Anderson. It's at that particular time he began to elevate to a new mindset, and he began to defeat the enemy because he knew who he was. He says, my name is no longer Mr. Anderson, but my name is Neo. Understand, beloved, you can let the enemy take you back and begin to remind you what you used to do and who you used to be. You need to tell the devil and his angels that I'm no longer Mr. Anderson. I've been transformed. I've been bought by the blood of the Lamb. I've been washed by the crucified one. I've been redeemed. And with that, you can tell them my name is Neo, and begin to walk in victory and begin to take the authority and take the land that God has given you, because he has enlarged your territory. He has enlarged your mindset to see the things of the spirit which the limited realm cannot perceive or embrace or hold. But God has given you something, beloved, that is more precious. He has given you the eyes to see, not only to see who he is, but to see who you are. You have experienced a transformation. And because of that, you win tonight. Wherever you may be in your walk in the Lord, you win tonight. Whatever your struggle may be, beloved, you win tonight. Whatever mistakes you made, whatever handicaps you may have adopted, you win tonight. Because if you can look up tonight, you can get up. Glory be to God. And let me leave this last thing with you. We turn it back in the hands of Brother James, if he can hear me. Is that God placed you in an elevated place. He has placed you in the heavens, according to Ephesians chapter 1. We are seated with Christ in the heavenlies. And you know, the good thing about being seated with Christ in the heavenlies, you are in an elevated place, beloved. which means that everything that looks large right now in the natural, when you begin to perceive yourself seated with Christ, everything that seemed ominous, everything that seemed gigantic and large and enormous becomes small. When you begin to live your life in an elevated state, everything that comes to you will seem small. Why? Because you've been transformed by the blood of Jesus Christ. God bless you tonight, and we thank God for you, all that is on the line tonight. And we pray that you embrace what has been said so that you can carry out your purpose and destiny in God. In Jesus' name, amen.